Vayitern Shas. We are in Shavuot Staff Chaf Gimel. Picking up on Chaf Beis Vav Beis Bada Bama Beis Bada Gemara. Bada Gemara. Nope, we left off yesterday discussing a beautiful Mishnah about how many persons are going to be chayav for, depending on what they said. And now the Gemara jumps in and says as follows. The first din that the Mishnah had said was, Shavuot Shlo Ochel. The person says, I swear that I'm not going to eat. And then he ate or he drank. He's only going to be chayav one. Or he says, Shavuot that I'm not going to eat. And I'm not going to drink, and then he didn't drink, he's going to be chayiv too. Says the Gemara, Amar B'chayiv Avin, Amar Shmuel, Shavuot Shel Ochel, V'shasa Chayiv. If he says, I swear that I'm not going to eat, and he ended up drinking, he's going to be chayiv. How do we know that that is true? Iba Yisema Savar, Iba Yisema Kra. You could learn this out from logic or from a pasuk. Iba Yisema Savar, you could say logically, D'yamar Lei, Inish L'cha, Avrei, because a man will tell his friend, Nito Midi, let's eat something, and then they go and they eat, and then they drink. So what do you see from there? That these things are, you know, it's like a loose way of speaking of it. So it says eat, it means drink, it's both. If you want from a pasuk to show that shtia is a chila, you should eat before Hashem, your God, and the place that would choose to rest his name over there. The meiser of your grain, your tirosh, and the end of the pasuk is v'yitzreka, right? So the v'yitzreka, tirosh v'yitzreka, and your oil. Beep, turn the page. Tchav gimel manaf. V'tirosh chamrahu, and tirosh is wine. Yet it says loshen k'sivah chalten. It says to eat. Therefore, you see that eating can mean liquid as well. Maybe who says? Maybe when it says idea of eating, it means through a nigron, which is a whole mixture of things. Rashi says, "Who min Michael? Could the tiny bit of the beitza view lefana of a nigron ve'achsigron ve'alein pilpelin shukim regiyan losses the tochen yain? You put wine in it. Could the tiny bit of sefta did my oh." Trumos yayin letoch anigron vechsidron. So we find over here that this is a type of food. Damar Rav Shmuel, anigron mayid de silke. Anigron is a dish of cooked beets. Achsidron is mayid de kula silke. It's a dish of any other vegetables that are cooked together. So who says when it says achila means shtia is included in that? Maybe that means when it says wine, it means a type of food. Elam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bihacha. Learn from here. V'nasata kesem chol asher ta'ava nafshecha b'avakar batzonu yayin v'sheichar. Spend the money for all that you ta'ava nafshecha, your soul desires. For this is talking about spending my sushinim on Yerushalayim. It says cattle, flock, yayin and sheikhar, yayin chamahu. Looks at vachalta, it's wine, right? And yet it says the lashon vachalta. So you see, shtia is included in that as well. It says Gemara, v'dim ha'chal yidei nami adidivir. Maybe that's talking about only through a nigron. Sheikhar ksiv, but it says the word sheikhar. Midi the mishakar, something that's going to make you drunk. So it's saying a drink. So clearly we see that drink is also included in achila. And the Gemara with dealing with tevela kilis. Who says that getting drunk means through liquid? Maybe it's talking about tevela kilis, this type of figs from ki'ila. Rashi says, v'shecha dekra lava yayin kai, ela tevela kilis ka'am rashi mishakeris. It makes someone drunk. Ki'ila so shem akoma, it's in its place. Itanya we learned in Abraisa. Achol tevela ki'ilis. If a person had tevela ki'ilis, we saw this most recently in Sanhedrin. If someone had these, we're talking about here, a kohen. Achol tevela ki'ilis. He ate these pressed figs from ki'ilis. V'shasa dvash chalav. He drank honey or milk. V'nichas mikdash v'aven. He went to the mikdash and he served over there. Chayev is going to be chayev. We know there's an iser that the Torah says that you're not allowed to go ahead into the Beis HaMikdash and serve in the Beis HaMikdash when you're drunk. Point is that we see. Then maybe that's what it's talking about. Therefore, we don't have an answer for liquid. Ella gamar shechar shechar minazi. We learn out exira shava of shechar shechar from nazir ma lahalan yayin. Just like over there, the nazir is talking about wine. Afkan yayin. So to here, he's talking about wine as well. Amar Rava, Afanan Nabi Timurus, I have a mishnah which backs this up. Shvur shlo ochel, if someone swears, I swear I will not eat. V'ochel v'shasta din eat any drink. Inu chayv alach, is only chayv one. Iyamar, b'shom ashtia b'chal achiv, say ashtia is considered achil as well. Itzuch le latan al shvinu, and therefore he has to tell you that inu chayv alachas. There's going to be chayv only one, even though he violated twice by eating and drinking. Eliyamar ashtia la b'chal achil, if you say it's not, including achila, then shvur shlo ochel, a person says, I swear I'm not going to eat. V'ochel v'asam alacha, he ate and he worked. If they tell me that the is going to be chayv one, who cares? Of course, he's going to be only one. All he did is he ate when he said he wasn't going to eat. So he worked, he swam, he colored. Who cares? The fact that he said achal v'shasa chayv one must be because it's included. Whoa, hold on a second. You want to say it's included it? In the safe, I'll give the safe in the Mishnah. Shvur shlo ochav shlo esh. The person says, I swear I'm not going to eat or drink. V'alchav v'shasa chayv shtem is chayv two. Kevin damar shlo ochav shlo esh. He said, I'm not going to eat. It's in le b'shtia. Is he also already in shtia? Kevin lo esh. When he says that I'm not going to drink either, am I chayv? Why would we chayv for the second one? It's the same thing. Elam Shalo Eshta Trezim Nevi said the person says I'm not gonna drink two times. Maybe Chayv Tating and the Chayv two times. Two times doesn't make any sense. So I'm not gonna drink. I swear I'm not gonna drink. So I'm not gonna drink. I'm not gonna be Chayv for two times over there. So I'm not gonna eat, I'm not gonna drink. If it's including the same thing, therefore you shouldn't be Chayv one, but you're Chayv two. What's going on over here? Oh, so Amalei, it must be that they're not the same thing over here. Amalei, so he said back to him, Hasam the Amr Shalo Eshta. There in the Mishnah, it's talking about where the he first says, I'm not going to drink. Then he says, I'm not going to eat. It's going to work because drinking is including eating, but eating is not including the drinking. So if he says, I'm not going to eat, then he says, I'm not going to drink, then he's only going to be chayav one, seemingly. But if he says, I'm not going to drink first, then he says, I'm not going to eat, then he's going to be chayav two over there. Frankly, what would be the din? He says, I'm not going to eat, then I'm not going to drink. What's going to be the din? You're only going to chayv only one? Yeah, that's really true. Then the Tani Reisha, then instead of the first part of the Mishnah saying that if he swore, I swear that I will not eat, and then he swore I'm not going to drink, he's only going to chayv one. Listening shvush lo ochav shlo eshta. Let it teach. If somebody is shvur, you swear that I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. And chayv alachas only chayv one. V'kol shechein shlo ochal lechudei. Certainly, if all he said was shlo ochal, right, I'm not going to eat, then for sure you're going to be chayv only one. So if I'm chayv only one, if I say I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'm only chayv one. Clearly, if I say I'm not going to eat, I'm going to eat. So ela laolam kedegatani. Really, it seems like we taught. Right, that he said eating before drinking. The shiny hache, but the case over here is different from the one who swore twice not to drink. Since he used a different lashon over here, I'm not going to eat, and then he says, I'm not going to drink. Gali adaite, dach achila damar achila greater tahi. He's being megala his das, that his original intention that this eating that he mentioned meant only eating and not drinking. Right? Now, eating usually includes drinking. In this case, when swearing, his goal was to aser only the eating, because otherwise his next shvua about the drinking would be doubling up over here. Amravashi Masisa Namidaika, right? We could also include this from our, we could see from our Mishnah, it's Meduyak, that eating is including drinking. Why? Shvua shel ochel, he says, swear I'm not going to eat. V'achel ochlin she'in ruin l'achil, and he eats something that's not edible. V'shasa mashkin she'in ruin l'shtin, and he drinks something that's not drinkable. Potter is going to be potter. Haru'uyin l'chayev, that would imply that if it was ra'uy to, then haru'uyin l'chayev, then he's going to be chayev. Amar, why? Hashvua shel ochel kamar. All he said was a shvua that I'm not going to eat. Right? He didn't say a shvua that I'm not going to drink. Therefore, drinking is included in eating. So if you drink, he's going to be chayv because it's just like achila as well. So like, why not a raya? Because it's domadam retayati. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about the case where he said both. Shvush lo ochel, shvush lo eshte, and that's why. But if he only would have said, shvul, I'm not going to eat, then he's only going to be, then only the eating is actually going to be chayv. So we have a raya from that. Zok, the next, at least we don't arrive from that particular thing, but they can still stay strong to the statement that they're making, that achila and shtila are included one to another. Shavua Shalochal, Zok, the next Mishnah, or the next part of the Mishnah, well, the Mishnah says, Shavua Shalochal, someone says, swear, I'm not going to eat, V'alchal Paschit, and then he had Paschit, and Pasaorin, and Paskusmin, he's going to be chayiv only one thing, but if he says, Shavua Shalochal, Chit, Shavua Shalochal, Saorin, etc., he's going to be chayiv for each one of them. Frankly, Omar, V'domel Amifter, Nafshe Me'achra, Naisa Kasi. Maybe he just wants to pater himself from an iser to eat other foods. In other words, he didn't mean to make separate shvuas about each one of the things here, right? If he would have said, I will not eat, then he's going to be asked to eat all foods by saying these types of breads. So he's just limiting it to this particular thing. Rashi says, Amai katani chayav akol achas vachas. Dilma hay de parish lehu lav la fushe b'shavuos kas. He's not coming to make more shavuos, like now he's over three shavuos. Elu lemifter nafse b'shavuos midevarim achirim. He just wants to be clear, it's just about this. Di amar lo ochel stam, da hayin neser b'chol ochlin. Therefore, Shalom Michayev one over here. So, Gemara, and for the Gemara, Havale Lameimar, Chitin and Sarin Kusman. He should have said, I'm not going to eat these things without saying the word Lechem, right, in between, or without saying Pas in each one. He says, Shvo Shalom Pas Chitin, Pas Sarin, Pas Kusman. He should have said, Pas Chitin, Sarin Kusman. The fact that he does each one of them, therefore, he's clearly going to be Chayev for each one of them. Vidomalachos, maybe he says Rashi Klomar Lachos means like to chew on the kernels of the grains. Rashi says Klomar I Amar Achi have a mashma shaloi he koses chitim kamo shein aval apas hay ochel. In other words, right, maybe he wanted to not have us think that a shvua is one not to chew these grains. Eating breads of these grains then be mutter to him. Now the Havi Lemar then he should have said pas chitim usaran vekusmin. He should have said, I'm not going to eat bread of wheat, barley, or spelt. He didn't have to say bread each time. So when I said before the idea of pas, etc., I really jumped the gun a little bit. He should have just said chitin sarin kusmin. Now the Gemara is saying, he should have said pas chitin sarin kusmin, then you wouldn't have thought anything about grains, about chewing the grains. Videlma pas chitin lecho. Maybe he wanted to avoid somebody to be thinking over here, interpreting his shvua as one not to eat wheat bread, sa'orin v'kusmin lachus, and to chew barley and spelt. But he would be mutter to eat the barley and the spelt if it was baked. The Havalei the Meimah says, no, then it should have said, pas chitin v'shel sa'orin v'shel kusmin. I'm not going to eat wheat bread and that of barley and that of spelt. Beep, turn the page, chavgim l'beis, v'dil ma'idei taruvis. Maybe he wants to avoid our thinking that a shvua is one to hold back from bread that has a mixture of these grains. Let it be mutter to eat one of them if it's one of the grains themselves. Since we know, Ema, if that's the case, let him say, V'chein shall sorin, V'chein shall kusmin. You should have said, and I'm not going to eat wheat bread, likewise of barley, likewise of spelt, pas pas lami, why would say pas pas, shmami na lechalek. Therefore, clearly, that's why you're going to be chayef, all for three things of all the, of like we said in the Mishnah, someone who says pas is pas that, pas the other, it's three separate shvuos, things going to be chayef for all of them. He's like the next part of the Mishnah, shavua shelo esh, I swear I'm not going to drink, v'shasa mashkin harbid, and he drinks a lot of different drinks, and he's only going to be chayef one, but he says, I'm not going to drink wine, oil, honey, then he drink all three, he's going to be chayef each one. Bishlam ha'asam, okay, makes sense over there, in the case we talk about the bread, tamrit miyasur le pas pas l'chuyuvah, that you say that, but in fact he said bread, It's extra to teach you a different chia for each one of them. Elohacha, but in the case over here where he swears I'm not going to eat wine, oil, or honey, my havelamir. What else could he have said? Dumala mifter nafsim maskin achirikas. Maybe he was just trying to pater himself from an iser, like take himself out. In other words, he wants to be able to drink other things. It's just these things he didn't want to. Therefore, it's only one shvur, and he only have one. My papa hachi b'munachin lefanav askin. We're dealing with the case where they're sitting in front of him right now. Shahay lolomar, and he should have worded it as follows: Shavua shlo eshta elu. Shavua, I'm not drinking these things. The fact that he specified each one means it's each own ones, and therefore you have all three. In fact, if v'delma elu hu delo shasina, maybe you would think that means that these I'm not going to drink achrine shasina, but other ones of the same type I would, right? So I won't drink this oil, but I'll drink another oil somewhere else, right? If they're going to know, elu damar, shavua delo shasina kigon elu. Then he should have said, I'm making a swear that I'm not going to drink things like these, right? Including all things that are like this anywhere else. Maybe this would imply amounts like these I'm not going to drink. But if it's less than someone say I will drink, rather we're talking about a case, I'm not going to drink of these types of things over here. In fact, what do you mean? Maybe then we're going to think it means that these I'm not going to drink, these types, but these themselves I am going to drink. So the Gemara, no, Ema, you should have said, Shalo eshta elu uminayu. I'm not going to drink these or things like this. But since he mentioned each one by their own name, he means to aser each of it on their own shvua. Therefore, you're going to be chayev for three. Rav Acha bar Yehuda, Rav Ika Amar, he says, b'misarev bo chaver askinim. We're talking about a case where his friend is misarev. He's pressuring him to go and drink. So this Gemara in Nedarim, I think, or Nazir. Damelo, he says, bo shtei yimi yayin v'shem shetavash. Come, drink with me, wine, oil, and honey. Dahav lelomar shvush lo eshtei yimcha. Now, if he just wanted to get himself out of this thing, then he should say that, oh, shvua, I'm not going to drink with you. says Rashi, v'lo tzarech lefarish, he doesn't have to explain, d'chi ishtaba, amayid masarvin, bo ishtaba doesn't go to each one, yayin v'shem edvash, only why do you say each one? L'chayv v'kol achas v'achas, to be mechayv for each individual, one of them you're going to be chayv for. T'nana, some have a mishnah over there, Rashi says, gabi shvuos hapika, literally an oath of a deposit, right? Somebody who swears falsely that he doesn't have any money that belongs to his friend. In other words, I claim you left money. I left money by you. And you swear that, no, never happened. And then it turns out, you know, you lied, everything. You have to bring in asham when you admit to the fact that you lie. With the amount that you're denying, it's to be at least worth a pruta. So Tanahasam, Tainli, Chitin, Sa'arin, Vakusman, Shiyesh, Liyadcha. If I go and I say to you, hey, give me the wheat, the barley, and the spelt that I have in your possession, Shavuah, She'en, Lecha, Biyadi, Klum. And you say back, I swear that I don't have anything in my possession. That you say you don't have anything in your possession. Einu Chayv, El'achas, you're going to be Chayv, one of, even though there's three things here. Shavuah, She'en, Lecha, Biyadi, Chitin, Sa'arin, Vakusman. But if you said back, I swear, I don't have Chitin, Soren, Rekuspin, Chayv HaKalachas, Vachas, you're going to be for each one of them. Varm Rav Yochanan, said about this Mishnah, Filo Pruta Mikula Mitzarefes, even if he denies a Pruta, collectively between all of them, he's still going to be Chayv. Rashi says, L'Chayv HaShvua, V'lo HaKalachas, Vachas, El L'Chayv HaShem Echad. We're talking about one Hashem over. Even if he swore falsely regarding less than a Pruta of each one, wheat, barley, and spelt, but the value put him together is a Pruta, he is to bring an Hashem. So it doesn't mean that he brings a separate Hashem of each one of them. He's just going to be chayav one ashim for all of them. Now says Gemara, pligi bar of Acha v'Ravina. Of Acha v'Ravina argue. Chad amar aprate mechayav. One says that the Mishnah is, when it says he's going to be chayav for each and every one, it means he's chayav for the specific aprate mechayav for each individual grain that he said over there. Aklali lo mechayav, but he's not going to be chayav for the general principle, right? For the general denying regarding all the grains together. That is, when the guy says that he starts off, hang on, I swear that I don't have it in my possession. And then he goes on and says, the wheat, the barley, the spelt. Sounds like four things. I don't have it in my possession. That's one, the general everything. And then you have the specifics of wheat, barley, and spelt. So we don't say, so Vach HaRavina, they argue over one says, Aparti Mechayiv in each individual one. Aklali Lo Mechayiv, you don't add in a fourth Asham is to bring now. Vachad HaMar Aklali Nami Mechayiv, you also include the general statement as well. Hachamai, and reference over here, the Shvua. Someone says that he's not going to have these three breads. What's going to be the din as well over here? Rav Acha and Ravina arguing with this also. Rav Achi Ashta. How could you compare this? Hasa mechayv klal mechayv aprati. There, in reference to the Shavuos Pikadon, it's possible to say that he's going to be chayv for general and for the specific. Daha e mishtaba v'hadar mishtaba, because if one swears a shvua and you know a shvuas pikadon and then swears again about the same thing, the chayiv tatz is going to be chayiv two things. So Mishnah Rashi points out coming up in Lamed Vav Beis that one is going to be chayiv for multiple shvuas pikadonos. Now since he could acknowledge the fact that he's chayiv at any time, even after he swore, each one is considered a new denial and therefore a new chiyuv. But halachah here, if you want to say that there's a separate general thing to hold back from these grains, then why would it be chayiv for the individual ones? He's already in the swear already, and therefore if Rav Acha and Ravina would agree in this case, that he's only going to be chayiv to be three, and not in the general klal of this as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here because this is going to go into the next amud. And until next time, I wish you all a great day.